And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Last night in our Bible study here, we talked some about righteousness. You have to, if you're going to read or teach from the book of Romans, because it's the dominant theme through the book of Romans. I think that often people get confused about righteousness. They often think about it in terms of our standing before the Lord, that he sees me as righteous, and therefore he accepts me. But righteousness is more than that. Righteousness is a state that does affect my standing before the Lord, but also my walk. It's a being. It's a sense of who you are. It's a being. And so I've gotten fascinated with this because it's all throughout Scripture and all throughout the New Testament. And up until Christ, you could describe righteousness in this way as a lifestyle. But because Ephesians 1 says that everything is summed up in Christ, that from the cross on, you can't really describe righteousness as a lifestyle attempted. But righteousness is a life, and that life is the very life of Jesus. Righteousness is Jesus and his standing before the Father and the life that he lives in practical situations. Okay? One of the verses, and for CTKers, we'll hear more of this. We'll take a break from Esther one Sunday morning, either this one or the one when I come back to the House of Bishops and talk about this in an expanded version, because I think it's so important to hear. But a verse that we've quoted often is from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, where it says, "For he, the Father, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ." So there's a big difference between you're attempting to live a lifestyle of righteousness and you're actually participating in the righteousness of God. This is kind of what Jesus was talking about in the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus addressed the Pharisees and those who were listening, saying, "You say that as long as you don't commit murder, then you're in good shape, you're righteous." Jesus says, "But I say, if you even hate your brother in your heart, you're walking in unrighteousness. You say that if you don't commit literal adultery, then you're righteous. I say, if you lust after someone in your heart, it's unrighteous." And so Jesus was confronting and destroying their concept of what a lifestyle of righteousness looks like. Because when you're trying to live a righteous lifestyle out of sincerity, but by your own self-effort, you always dummy down what it looks like so that you don't feel terrible about your life. You'll always lower the standard. The thing about the Lord is that he says in Christ now that we've become the righteousness of God. Oh my goodness, what a crazy standard. There's a place in the Psalm that says, "Judge me, O God, according to your righteousness." That doesn't seem very fair. Except that in Christ, you've become the righteousness of God in his person. One of the verses we quoted last night, and it's one of my life verses, is from Romans chapter 5, verse 17. "For if," talking about Adam's sin compared to what Jesus accomplished, "for if by the transgressions of the one," Adam, "death is reigned through the one," spiritual and moral death. "For if by the transgressions of the one, death reigned through the one, much more, those who are receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through the one Christ Jesus." This is a verse from Galatians 3. It says in verse 21, comparing the law to the new covenant of grace. "Is the law then contrary to the promise of God? May it never be. For if law had been given, which was able to impart life, then righteousness would indeed have been based on the law being man's best effort, sincerely, to be righteous, to live a righteous lifestyle. But he says, if the law could impart life, then righteousness would have been based on the law. What righteousness does, when a person walks in righteousness, it imparts life. So we don't want to think of righteousness as all the things you're not doing. you like go, well, that's a righteous person, because there's a lot of things they don't do. Usually, if that's the life they live, it's just the things they don't do, they're a self-righteous person, which is not good. Righteousness is described by life and life more abundant. Righteousness is the impartation of the life of Christ. Righteousness is Christ and his standing before God, his acceptance before God, and his righteous lifestyle. We house him. We're in union with him. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says this, verse 30. But by his doing, this is talking about the Father, but by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus. That's the whole gospel. But by God's doing, nothing you did, you didn't earn, it's a gift. Remember that place from Romans 5? Those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us. But by his doing, the Father's, you are in Christ Jesus, Jesus who's now become to us both righteousness and holiness and redemption. Redemption is the word that means free. It means to be loosed. Jesus has become to you and me righteousness and holiness. See, if you're walking in righteousness, then you're living a life of holiness. But it's not something you're trying to do. It's a gift that's yours in Christ. He's become to us righteousness and holiness. Righteousness is a person that's yours as a free gift. And his standing, his relationship, his place of intimacy and acceptance and celebration before the Father by the Spirit is yours. You can't do anything to add to it. Nothing can change it. You're as intimate with God as Jesus is. You don't have to pray, I want to get closer to God. You can't get closer than Jesus is to the Father and the Holy Spirit. Now, you can celebrate that. You can grow in your experience of that, but you can't get any closer. You're in Christ, seated in heavenly places, in the presence of God the Father and the Spirit. That's awesome. But what about your life style? Righteousness is a person, Jesus, and his intimate standing with the Father and the lifestyle of righteousness he lives through us as a free gift. It starts off as a free gift. Every step of the way, it's a free gift. That's why he says in Romans chapter 1, we looked at last night, that the gospel unveils the righteousness of God. Wow. Righteousness is the word we talked about last night. If you look up the word literally, it just means to be right. Like to be in your right mind. We said analogy, like you talk about somebody and you go, that person's just not right. Something's wrong with them. What's for you to be right, to be whole, to be healthy and morally and spiritually, emotionally, to be right, to be, it's who the life of Jesus lives. Nothing's more wonderful or glorious. And he says in that place in Romans, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Nothing is righteousness by faith in the person of Jesus. Again, CTKers, you're going to hear this again soon or pretty soon, but by faith, just like you received him, it says in Colossians 2, one step at a time, you just keep receiving him. That's what faith does. Gifts are held out, and faith just takes what he has offered. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So you don't have to get mad at your wife or husband anymore? No, you really don't. Now you have to walk it out one step at a time, but wow, how can I stop? I'm better. God doesn't want you better. The standard is the righteousness of God. So I don't have to be mad at my wife anymore? How do I not do that? Because Jesus is your righteousness. Prepared in that moment, or mad at your husband, or frustrated, or whatever, Jesus is your righteousness. Prepared to demonstrate that in the moment as you just receive. That's the glorious simplicity of Christianity. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.